welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 27th comes from Deuteronomy 32. Moses has given the entire law to the people of Israel, but in Deuteronomy 32, he takes a different approach to impress upon his people the necessity of obeying Yahweh. He sings to them a song. In this song, Moses acts out the story of Israel's history with Yahweh, and then he warns them of the dangers of departing from their covenant. To begin, Moses calls heaven and earth to give ear to the words of his mouth in Deuteronomy 32, verse 1, possibly to bear witness against Israel if they violated the covenant of which he was singing, as in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. He praises Yahweh as the eternal rock whose work in creation is perfect, even though humankind rebelled against him, dealing corruptly because of the blemish of the fall, in Deuteronomy 32, verses 4 through 8. But Yahweh, Moses sings, nevertheless extended free grace to Jeshurun, i.e. to Jacob and Jacob's descendants. Look at Deuteronomy 32, verse 9. Calling his people out of the desert wilderness, feeding him with the finest foods and foaming wine, in Deuteronomy 32, verses 9 through 14. And when Jeshurun grew fat under the blessings of Yahweh, he did not praise God with gratitude, but instead sought out false gods. Because of this false worship, Moses sings of the curses that Yahweh sends against Jeshurun, in Deuteronomy 32, verses 15 through 42. While some of what Moses sings here might represent key sins that have already happened, for example, the incident with the golden calf in Exodus 32, or the Baal worship at Peor in Numbers 25, the primary purpose is to be a warning to the people of Israel not to rebel. So Moses solemnly charges them in Deuteronomy 32, verses 46 through 47, take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that you may be careful to do all the words of this law. For it is no empty word for you, but your very life. And by this word you shall live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess. Singing is an important part of the worship of God's people. When we sing the story of creation, sin, and redemption, and the hope of glory, we engage with the story in a different way than when we simply read it or listen to it. By singing it, we engage with the story personally. So we are commanded to, in Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Just as Moses commanded the people of Israel to take to heart all his words, so we are commanded to let Christ's words dwell in us richly. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.